This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up, don't forget we've got our Nail the Score segment in our second hour, last segment. Oh, yes. Whatever the game of the week is going to be, our computer will pick it. You could be the lucky winner, depending, again, on what the game of the week is. And it's like bingo. You just pick a side. You don't have to know anything about football whatsoever. More details coming out about the pressure cooker and New York and New Jersey, part of what we'll talk about along the way during this show. Also, off and on the campaign trail. Boy, the clock is ticking because we are very close to that first presidential debate. Very, very close. Each and every show, our pals from Talk Media News join us. And hopefully tonight somebody will be able to call us. I think somebody is calling us tonight, in fact, to talk about what's happening in Washington. Most of the conversation, though, in Washington is, other than funding the government, it is about Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Because, of course, what happens is the politicians jump off and on the campaign trail themselves to push for whoever their candidate is. Now we'll see more of that really start to happen because we're getting closer and closer. I mean, here we are almost at the end of September, so you figure you go through October. We are really less than 2 months from Election Day and three huge, huge presidential debates coming up. And I circled these on my calendar a long time ago that this was going to be really where I think you'd see a lot of people tune in, and maybe some of those people who are on the fence would make a decision. It's pretty interesting that a story breaks that Bush won. It says he's voting for Hillary Clinton. He's voting for Clinton, not voting for Trump. The Bush family didn't have very much to say about that after that story broke, but it's certainly raised a few eyebrows because, of course, the longtime Republican, the GOP forefather, if you will, if you go back a few generations, think of Bush and the Bush legacy, Prescott Bush, the first Bush. And on the campaign trail, I think today what's gotten the most buzz has been Skittles. And if you're listening to and you're saying, Skittles, you're talking about the candy Skittles? Yes. What happened was Don Jr. tweeted out something about Skittles. And in his tweet about Skittles, he said, if you knew there were some poisonous Skittles, three poisonous Skittles in the bowl, would you still eat the Skittles? And he was talking about the Syrian refugees. He was making that analogy. So even the company Mars, who produces Skittles, came out to say that they apologize for the comment and don't support it, which is ridiculous, the analogy, because that's what it was. It was an analogy. So even the company felt like they needed to distance themselves from that comment. So with 42 words and a hashtag and a bowl of Skittles, Junior illustrated what he thought was the dangers of letting Syrian refugees into the United States, but he set off a controversy bomb by equating those refugees with the candy. The blowback was sweeping, was immediate, where you had messages saying this was belittling the refugees. It was bigoted. Even, like I said, Skittles rebuffed him. I saw this quote from the Washington Post, a long time New Hampshire-based Republican strategist who doesn't support Donald Trump's campaign said he was disgusted at the way Trump Jr. and the others have spoken disparagingly about refugees. And he said, talk about a politically powerless group with no public defenders. And this is Fergus Cullen. We've actually had him on the show a long time ago. And he said the frat boy culture around Trump stems directly from Trump himself. And so, of course, what is the Trump family going to do? A Trump campaign spokesperson defended it, saying, you know, look, Junior's a tremendous asset. Here's the reality. This family is passionate about changing America by bringing real positive change to Washington. They're not political insiders, and their honesty and connection with real people is what's made them so popular with voters also seeking change. So that's my question to you. Do you think that's what it is, and is it enough? I do agree with that statement. Is it enough to get Donald over the top? Is it enough to push Trump into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with Melania and Barron and the rest of the crew? Or will Hillary Clinton just edge him out? I mean, because ultimately, the crystal balling of this campaign is now what it's down to. It's down to the comments, the war of words, the pundits, the people that go out and vote, the Electoral College, how that swings. And so we know that there's something there. And, I mean, I'll tell you, it is a crazy, wild circus. I feel like my mother one time, picture this, and some of you may have been to these kind of circuses. You know, we always went to there's always the big circus that comes into town, right? So Barnum and Bailey, the Barnum and Bailey Circus, Ringling Brothers, whatever, huge with all the elephants and giant, and you're in some big, you know, you're in some big arena somewhere. But I always wanted to go to the sideshow circus. So finally, she took me to one of those sideshow circuses with the bearded woman and the crazy hall of mirrors where you couldn't find your way out, and whatever they had at this impromptu kind of circus that popped up. And this is what this campaign is. You just never know where the tent's going to drop. You never know along the way what goodies are going to be left behind. But ultimately, there's going to be one ringmaster. Only one person stands at the end of this, and who is that person going to be? So many people have called the show or emailed the show to say for sure, especially after the email blunder, that Hillary Clinton was going down, that was it. She was going down. That's it. You talk about the email server. It's a story that's not going to die. It's ridiculous. And this is what's going to ultimately pull her out. But it hasn't. Then the health scare last week, the revelation that she had pneumonia, but it was a mild case of pneumonia. And then Donald Trump getting his health records reviewed on Dr. Oz. But no matter what it is, whether it's today Skittles and Don Jr., there's always something else coming down the pike the next day. You know what it's going to be after Election Day? It's going to be like butt down. Because the circus leaves town. And then we're stuck with whoever the ringmaster is. Because I know deep down, most of you listening, in fact, I'd venture to say 85% listening, would not have preferred either one of these candidates. You were not pushing for either one of these candidates, Republican or Democrat. Doesn't matter, right? Coming up, odds and ends. And a few other surprises along the way, too, here in this edition of America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and
viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Tonight. I was wondering where he was, and of course that would be Mahalo, the golden retriever here, the mascot of America tonight. There must be a storm coming. When there's a storm, he suddenly finds his way into the studio. There is a storm as part of Odds and Ends that is brewing in the Atlantic. Tropical storm Elisa, they say, is strengthening slightly over the eastern tropical Atlantic. And it's going to gain a little bit more strength, should weaken in the next couple of days, but it's about 460-some miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands, if you know where they are. I'm fascinated by these tropical storms that sometimes become hurricanes, and I'm always hoping for the best that they don't turn into full-fledged hurricanes and end up, ultimately smashing into land somewhere. But the good thing about hurricanes and tropical storms is we have weather maps. We have the National Weather Service that can eyeball all of this and give you approximations of when something's going to land. I mean, something ultimately meaning the storm could become bigger than they thought, or it could dissipate, which always that's the best when it dissipates, right? But at least there's some indication of that, unlike these tornadoes, and when you have to deal with tornadoes and having really no idea, there's no critical mass other than some of the warnings that, frankly, some of the weather forecasters in Tornado Alley have gotten really good at. But there's no giant strides that we've made in that department because it's very hard to predict that. But anyway, it looks like everybody can sleep well in the Atlantic. It's pretty far off at this point. Anyway, part of odds and ends would be, I think, and just this was all over the place. Do we really care? No. But, you know, divorce is divorce. I mean, what do you think the divorce rate is in the United States? I'm thinking there are no hard stats because I've tried to find them before. But I'm thinking the divorce rate has to be rather high. Like I'm thinking somewhere in the neighborhood of 50%. Look around your neighborhoods. Do you think that's accurate or maybe not? So anyway, why this number that's elusive and we don't know? Well, the big news is I was reading the front page of the New York Times and the Post, and of course, what are they all reporting on? But Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have decided to call it quits. So that makes news, right? It's above the fold, as they say, which is so crazy to me. With so much that's happening in our nation, you've got suspicious package that was outside a federal building in L.A. and talking about the bomb squad going down there, talking about the North Carolina officer who shot an armed man, but police say that this was justified and protesters come out in droves. The fact that you've got more that's happened, that's been released, more video, etc., on that bombing that happened in New York City that was miraculous that people weren't killed in that. Now they say they found a scrawled journal in the bombing suspect's belongings where there was a quote where he said, "The sounds of bombs will be heard in the streets." So obviously this is premeditated, not a shocker. Ahmed Khan Rahami was somebody who followed Anwar al-Awlaki, the Islamic leader terrorist, who did everything he could internet-wise. He was like a rock star still. People are following him, and he was one of those people that followed him. And, Rahami's father actually had talked to the police and said his son was a terrorist. He's worried his son was a terrorist, and they said there wasn't anything there. I mean, 2 years ago, he actually called, not even the police, initially that was the first call, but he called the FBI. He said, his son's doing bad. And they said, he's not a terrorist. I said, okay, and then look what happened. Can you imagine if anybody was killed and that was revealed? So Tuesday, officially, the feds charged Rahimi with planting several bombs around New Jersey and New York last weekend, including the device that detonated on that street in Chelsea and wounded 31 people with flying glass, shrapnel, ball bearings, the typical markings of an Islamic terrorist, right? 28 years old, two kids by a woman in Pakistan, his wife. So they arrested him. We know that. We've talked about that after a gun battle in New Jersey on Monday. They found this notebook in his backpack, and that's, had all kinds of entries in it. And that's where he said the thing about the bombs will be heard in the streets and gunshots to your police, death to your oppression. So, of course, now they're investigating his radicalization. Same familiar themes that we hear over and over again, but here's the deal. The FBI stopped this plot. Coming up next on America Tonight. And boy, I hope a ton of you are tuned in for this. If there was definitely a show to be tuned into, a conversation coming up in our second hour, actually, with a Secret Service agent, longtime Secret Service agent, who talks about if you knew the plots that were stopped and that this struggle has just gotten worse, and that people need to report things that are suspicious because that's what's helped stop so much that has happened that has been stopped. And, this pressure cooker deal was very similar to this Tsarnaev brothers and what they did at the Boston Marathon in 2013. So it's the same questions, the same deal we're hearing. Radicalized, outside the U.S., what's influenced him coming back? And Rahami even referred to the Boston Marathon bombings in that notebook he was carrying when he was arrested. And as I said, he wrote about Anwar Awaki, the American-born clerk whose online videos the Boston bombers watched, and he watched, and he has all these followers and has a cult following. So, you know, again, these attacks, this is the scary thing, is the attacks show no signs of stopping or letting up. And there are so many people that are, they say, that are coming into the attention of law enforcement. They don't have the resources to surveil all of them. And they say in some cases, they couldn't do it appropriately. Legally, they couldn't do it. And in the neighborhood, what are people saying? We're in shock. And they're saying, it goes to show you never know who people are. He's a normal kid, jeans, T-shirt. They didn't think much about him being from Afghanistan because they said, look, it's a melting pot. And that everybody was always friendly. They gave neighbors free chicken at their restaurant, the family, all this stuff. But he bought the bomb-making components on eBay in June. A circuit board, electric igniters for fireworks, ball bearings, cell phones that could be used as bomb triggers, all of that. They recovered a cell phone video shot 2 days before the bombing. They show him blowing up a container near his house in Elizabeth. So you can hear a loud noise and flames and all of that. Now they're trying to decide whether his wife, Bibi Rahami, who left the United States for Pakistan a number of weeks before the bombing, but was stopped on Sunday or Monday in the United Arab Emirates on her way back from Pakistan. She's being questioned by U.S. investigators. They say she's cooperative. But was she in any way part of the whole bombing scheme? And that's what they're trying to figure out, trying to either rule that out or not. But the pattern of his travel history, I think, was a dead giveaway. So punting this into the future, I wonder what will change as far as how do you stop this threat? It is a pretty elusive threat. Thank goodness that there were actually people on the street that called the cops. There were actually people, somebody even picked up the pressure cooker, which is wild. I mean, they could have been killed. But luckily they made the calls. And that made all the difference in the world. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, it's a land grab. The Antiquities Act being used to snatch up big chunks of land, fair or foul. Wait till you hear what's happening right under our noses. That's next on ATN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Ah, yes, indeed. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. We love having this guy on the show. He is the National Center for Public Policy Research General Counsel and Free Enterprise Project Director Justin Danhof. He's the guy who confronts the people who don't want to tell the truth in some of these companies. And this time around, it's Nike. Hey, Justin, thanks so much for popping on with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. So tell me about what happened with Nike when you confronted them today, the company, asking them at the shareholders meeting for some answers, and you didn't get very much, did you?
No, this was a very bizarre meeting. This was like, you know, state-controlled media out of Russia or something. So when I showed up at the meeting today, I intended to ask them a question about their support for the Obama administration's lawsuit against the state of North Carolina regarding HB2, which has become a hot-button issue known as the bathroom law in North Carolina, which says that, you know, the sign over restrooms means something. Men's room should be men's room. Women's room should be women's room. And that's what those signs should mean. And the Obama administration is suing North Carolina saying, no, those signs are meaningless. Everybody should be able to shower they want, whichever shower they want, whichever public facility they want. And what's very interesting is that 68 major American corporations have decided to join with the Justice Department and signed an amicus brief supporting their position that that is not what those signs should mean. And that is just the headline part of the issue. But what the bigger issue is that what the Department of Justice is really doing is playing a little bit of a shell game. They're saying this is all about discrimination. This lawsuit's about discrimination. No, it's not. What this lawsuit is about is the fact that there are federal laws that define protected classes in this country. And this 1964 Civil Rights Act is the bedrock law that this case is coming under. And what the Department of Justice is seeking is the ability to rewrite that federal law to redefine sex in the way the Department of Justice in 2016 would like to be redefined. And that's what the corporations are lining up to ask. And that's what's very disconcerting, because what they're saying is that we shouldn't write laws anymore. The Department of Justice should be able to write laws the way that they see. But, of course, the Department of Justice is an executive branch, and every 4 years we go to the polling places and we vote to change the executive branch. And the reason that we don't have the Department of Justice write laws is because they aren't accountable to us. Because let me tell you, the last time I went to the polling place, I didn't see a box to check for Loretta Lynch, and I don't think you did either, Kate. And so that's the whole point in this lawsuit, is that the Department of Justice is seeking to gain power that our founders put in the hands of Congress, not in the hands of the executive branch. And so when I showed up at Nike today, I asked a very simple question: why are you guys trying to change the rule of law? Why are you guys trying to change the way that we do business in this country? I was told I wouldn't be allowed to ask my question. That the company would decide what questions would be asked and how they would be asked. That's why I say it's more like the state-controlled media out of, you know, the Soviet Empire. And so instead of asking my question about why would you support such a position, the company asked itself, and I kid you not, the CEO asked the other executives in front of the room, why, what is Nike's current position on discrimination, and how does that relate to what's going on in North Carolina? That is how they synthesized the question to themselves. Granted, they had 2 hours to come up with a way to synthesize my question, and that's how they did it. You know, you and I, Kate, have talked after many a shareholder
meeting.
And I have never, ever seen a company run a meeting like this, where the shareholders, you get one time a year to talk to the executives, and they took the opportunity to not listen to a single shareholder in the room. It was very concerning as an investor, and very concerning that the company, this is a very serious issue. Because it goes well against the case in, you know, of HB2 law in North Carolina. You know, it goes to the fact that we cannot have an executive branch that has the ability to rewrite federal law the way that they see fit. And the precedent that such a case could set would be really, really quite, you know, impressive to change the way that we have the rule of law in this country. And so that's why I went and I spoke at the meeting today.
Wow. I mean, again, unbelievable. And you said it. We've talked a lot about this, and it's just, I guess I just wouldn't really expect that from someone like Nike at all. Again, I wouldn't have expected that of all the places that you went to see have been. What's next for you? What's the next stop? Where next? Who are you going to see next?
So, you know, I think that there's a little company called Procter & Gamble in Ohio that needs to be spoken to, and, you know, I'll be heading there in a few weeks. And, you know, my calendar keeps turning, and, you know, the frequent flyer miles keep piling up. And I'll, you know, wherever there's companies that are diminishing freedom, you know, you'll find me there, Kate.
All right, I love it. Justin, thanks so much. We know it's late. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Kate. Bye.
So, you know, we've been talking about these companies. The National Center for Public Policy Research believes definitely that the congressional approval is necessary if the federal government is going to extend the Civil Rights Act to cover individuals who identify as transgender but choose not to actually really, you know, change their gender medically or legally. Otherwise, it says any part of the Civil Rights Act could be redefined at the whim of any president for any reason. So, They issued a press release criticizing 68 companies, including Nike, that are working with the administration to give the executive branch more power in rewriting federal laws. And that was part of what the conversation has been and what we've had with Justin, and he has taken on a lot of different companies, and the reactions have been very varied, but Nike was kind of a, I don't think kind of, I think Nike was a surprising, I think Nike was a curveball. I don't think that he expected that would happen at Nike. As we motor through the rest of the show, some reaction to what's happening in Charlotte, certainly. It's gotten, since the last time we talked, it's gotten worse. In other words, the conversation has turned to, with this violence, it has to stop. Let's end it, let's stop it. The rioting in the streets is such a threat to all peaceful citizens. And like I mentioned, we're seeing that it's also been extended to other places are starting to pick up the ball on this. And, this debate coming up on Monday, and we're going to be talking in the next couple of shows a lot more about this, but what is this debate going to be like on the heels of now what has happened in the last couple of weeks? The pressure cooker bombing in New York, the violence in Charlotte, and the immigration stories and problems that abound. And it's to me, I could only imagine trying to boil this down if I were doing this first one, this first presidential debate, what would the questions be? And, you know, the candidates have no say. They don't get to have prior approval over whatever's asked. And it's pretty obvious some of what would be asked. So now we have Pennsylvania Avenue, who's going to be the next occupant, and a previous occupant, while we discuss the war of words on the campaign trail in the upcoming debate. I saw an interesting quick side note here about an auction, a Ronald Reagan auction, taking in $5.7 million. Can you believe it? We're having this contentious, crazy American election cycle. And the nostalgia for the Reagan years, we've seen it. It's been talked about by Democrats and by Republicans, of course. So 400 lots from the estate went past their estimated values and brought in a total of that 5.74. The original $2 million estimate was almost ridiculously conservative, right? So cowboy boots with the presidential seal sold for $199,500. A page of pencil sketches doodled on White House stationery and signed Ronald Reagan was estimated to sell for about $3,500. The buyer paid $100,000. An unused football signed by Reagan, inscribed "Win One for the Gipper," sold for $93,000. The estimate for that, $10,000. Wow. How about that? Even there was a glass jar filled with Reagan's jelly beans, and that sold for $32,000. The estimated value, like what they thought they would get, $1,000. That is so crazy. Isn't it? And it just shows you how much people, you know, long for the Reagan era. I do, and all the conversation. I mean, because that's so unheard of, how much more people were willing to pay. And they couldn't have estimated them that low. I mean, that's just wild. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, what's going on in Charlotte? We'll talk more about that. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Jesus, for me kind, truly in its mind, you'll never meet the equal.
I hope this is the ultimate illustration to the people of this country that everyone can support law enforcement with their voice, picking up that phone, going over to an officer, saying you saw something. In this case, how many lives were saved because one guy followed through and actually informed law enforcement of what he saw?
That's the New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, and he's talking about what happened, of course, over the weekend in New York with follow-throughs over the pressure cooker and the fact that, if there was no reaction to this, and he's absolutely right, then how many other people could have been affected by what happened if there wasn't that quick reaction? New Jersey, that's what we saw, a shutout in New Jersey. And yes, there were people that were injured, but there is no doubt that it could have been so much worse. All right, so as we motor through this final segment for this hour of the show, a couple of things. I mentioned the protests were peaceful on the third night in Charlotte, by the way. So craziness ensued for a couple of nights, and then that certainly has settled down. But here's what's happened in a few other areas, and one of them is in Tulsa. You know, there's a lot of conversation over the shooting in Tulsa. So Tulsa officer Betty Shelby fatally shot a 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher. And this happened you know, last week, and the officer has been charged with first-degree manslaughter. You know, they looked at the facts, and there was conversation about whether or not windows were up or down, and what, you know, what she was seeing, and so this has happened. I mean, this is a white officer in Tulsa who was shown on video fatally shooting an unarmed black man charged with manslaughter. The district attorney filed that charge against Betty Shelby a week after cameras filmed her shooting Crutcher as he stood beside his stalled SUV. The video showed him walking toward the car with his hands above his head while several officers followed closely behind with the weapons, and he stopped at the driver's side window, his body facing the SUV before slumping to the ground. A few seconds later, there was a shots fired that, you know, yelled out, and the police department said after they investigated he didn't have a gun on him or in his car. The footage doesn't really show a clear view of when she fired the shot that killed him. Her attorney said Crutcher was not following police commands and that Shelby opened fire when the man started to reach through the window. So that's where the conflict comes in. What happened in reaching through the window? The Oklahoma governor, Mary Fallon, said she hopes the decision provides some peace to the Crutcher family, and she urged people to be patient as that case unfolds. And she's saying, listen, no matter how you feel about this, I hope Oklahomans will respect the views of your friends and neighbors, because we still have to live peacefully together, because they're worried about what's going to happen in Tulsa after this. And even Benjamin Crump, the well-known attorney, said in a statement, we're optimistic that the state attorney will now do his job and vigorously prosecute the officer to the fullest extent of the law, bringing some form of justice to this family. Al Sharpton joined the family to address the Tulsa police shooting. So, you know, it's not just what's happened in Charlotte, it's what's happened in Tulsa, too. And by the way, this officer has worked in the department from June of 2007 to November of 2011. And she was involved in a use of force incident for firearms presentation, they say. Shelby and other officers entered a home with their guns drawn as they were trying to serve warrants. So, you know, this is the deal. Now they're trying to track down more details of her background, and, you know, the event itself and that idea of the window and what happened at the window. But I'll say this again, the prosecutor felt that it was justifiable to make that charge, that manslaughter charge. So that is, boy, that is absolutely huge. Different story in what's happening in Charlotte. And even the mayor there imposed a midnight curfew during the third night of protests, though very peaceful, not risking that could turn back into the situation that we've, you know, seen before. Not what we've seen before. All right, I haven't even mentioned this, but you know we do Nail the Score each and every week here on America Tonight, and it was not the Nail the Score game, but boy, the Patriots. It just doesn't seem to matter who the quarterback is. They are on an incredible roll. The Patriots pounded the Texans. They were on Thursday Night Football 27-0, right? The backup to Tom Brady that we were all making such a big deal about, Jimmy Garoppolo, not a factor because he didn't play. Instead, it was a third-string rookie quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, who was like 91st in the draft, who made his start. Does it show Belichick's prowess as a coach? I don't know. It's got to show the system and what they were able to do and how they exploited a Houston's defense. Because for them to get goose egged is just crazy wild. And this kid was 11 of 19 passes for 103 yards and 48 rushing yards. 48 rushing yards. Just another good way to remind you about Nail the Score. Tuesday into Wednesday, our game of the week. We announce what the game of the week is, the computer picks it, and then you call and you have that one segment to do it, or hit me up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet and tell me who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. And by the way, I'll send One World Way packets to anybody who calls in. I've had a lot of requests for that, and they've gone out. Sharon Bacchus in our pal from Maine, you're going to get your One World Way. That's on its way, too. Should have it by next week, certainly, along with some others as well. I talk about this all the time, how One World Way has really made a difference in my energy level. It's funny because today was the first day I didn't have One World Way, and it's the first day that I'm not usually as pumped up, you know, because I'm juggling a couple different plates like all of you. And this is the first day it's like, where's my One World Way? I need my One World Way. And it's been great. I just grab it when I run out the door. Crazy. All right, so we went from the situation, sadly, what's going in Charlotte and Tulsa, and on to the NFL, and a reminder about the fact that we absolutely will, through the rest of the football season, I've been asked this a couple of times, each and every week, have our Nail the Score segment and give you a chance to win. It's like bingo on steroids. Bingo. And I'm sorry if you have a Yahoo account. I have an aunt who we have taught as much as we can about technology, and I'm actually proud of her. She's, you know, she's in her 70s. She's really kind of embraced what we've taught her. But she has a Yahoo account, and I'm just hoping hers isn't one of the ones that has been hacked into. Did you see the story about 500 million Yahoo accounts have been hacked? Oh, it's the worst when an account gets hacked. I mean, they were just basically stolen. Especially if you store things up. Oh, that's why you got to always change up those passwords as much as possible. The company said they thought it was a state-sponsored actor behind the data breach, meaning somebody acting on behalf of a government. Ooh, and they think it occurred in 2014. Might be one of the largest cybersecurity breaches ever. 500 million user accounts. Change those passwords, people. Thanks to all of you for listening to ATN.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.